Hey guys, this is your girl Mandy B from the Horrible Decisions podcast, and I wanted to say thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in weekly and to all of our new listeners. If you weren't aware, we are on Patreon. So if you guys want to support what we're doing here, what we give to our patrons are bonus episodes every month on top of the video recordings to the episodes that you guys enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts. On this specific episode that I'm sharing with you guys, we kind of got a little ratchet. The topic and the horrible decision for this episode was regrets. And while we like to sit here and think that we learn from each and every mistake, there are some things that we regret. So me and Weezy got into quite a few things. It went from regretting things that we've done in the bedroom to past partners to both of us fighting in the club. It got pretty intense, and our patrons really enjoyed this episode, so I wanted to give you a clip and check it out here.
When I was in the studio in Atlanta with them, I remember thinking, I was there when they made, I can't even say it. It's a huge fucking hit. But anyway.
I don't even remember what they, I just look at them about, now like they're the fucking Migos.
I can't.
They were the Migos.
The fucking Migos of like 2009.
So it's funny because when I was in the studio, I remember thinking like, this is the coolest fucking thing I'm ever going to do in my life. I remember thinking, like, this is the coolest shit I've ever done. And, like, now I'm here I am in this almost 30 body. Like, bitch, you did what?
No, you want to know what?
I let that nigga give me ecstasy that he bought off of the street. Literally, the drug dealer met up with us at a McDonald's. Do not take ecstasy
out of a McDonald's parking lot.
And I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
so it's funny because you're regretting that now. Something that I regret, which thank God I never got stranded, but I was definitely getting flown out when I was broke as fuck. So had a nigga not put me on a return flight, I did not have the coins to fly myself back home.
This is the one where you sold his laptop.
Oh, so listen.
Oh
so
my this, God. This
so
is
this
so
one nigga
good.
Flew me to Houston.
Oh,
right?
We were friends back then. I remember.
We was friends back then. And he flew me there, and he was like a drug. Like, he was just fucking crazy. He was fucking crazy. And he was so different on the phone that he was when I got there, and he was like literally psycho, like bipolar. Literally, I think he's diagnosed. And so we got there. I got to Houston, and we ended up like we did some fucking whack shit. Of course, we went to dinner. We ended up going to fucking Dave and Buster's. And then the next day, like, he had practice, and he had this, and he had that. And I was just like, bitch, at this time, I'd never been to Houston. I didn't really have any friends there. And I just didn't like the way he treated me. And so he came really late that night and then went back because I was at a hotel. And so he had all his shit in the room, and he wasn't there when I got my Uber to go to the airport, or the taxi, because there was no Ubers back then. This was like 2009. So he got me a cab to go to the airport, and he wasn't there and wasn't there that night. And I felt some motherfucking type of way. So I remember I stole 2 Blackberries in
my
his last
God.
And it's funny because I think this is the time there was whatever that live Ustream. There was Ustream at that time. And so I was on there like, y'all want a size 16 pair of shoe? If you in Houston, y'all can come pick it up. Like, I was so ratchet and young and stupid. And I mean, I ended up selling the shit when I got to Atlanta, though. So, I mean, I ended up, you know, coming up off that.
So, but wait, he didn't get your return flight. So who did it?
He did get my return flight. Oh. But he just wasn't at the hotel. Like, and it was just really like, and I ended up being with his brother a lot, or cousin. I don't know what he was, but like his little lackey. And it just was just like, you know, I really just didn't vibe with him how I thought I would. So I was like, fuck that, nigga. You ain't give me no money. I'm finna make some money. And I kind of just regret at that point being, I guess, so
hood
eager.
As fuck?
Not only being hood and ratchet and really poor, but being, bitch,
I really regret being poor back then.
I mean, I was 18 years old, living on my own, had just moved to Atlanta. And I think at that point, I was still in the sense of just being excited about being flown out. And so just dealing with some of the guys I have dealt with in the past, I regret now, some things. However, I mean, I've learned from each of them. So just like I'm sure you now know not to deal with drug dealers or Jamaican DJs, bitch. We know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Jamaican DJs, no.
You,
but
okay, drug dealers, yes. So Jamaican DJs, what did you learn from that situation? I know you regret that entire situation.
Honestly, just one thing comes to mind. They all have children. They always have children on the way. So, like, if they don't have one out there somewhere, somebody is going to hit you up and beat your ass.
And like, be like, I'm the baby mama.
Listen, honestly, like, when I was growing up, like, I would fight a lot. I felt like it was always fighting. I was always in high school fighting. I was always fighting in the clubs.
If y'all listen to episode number one, that's how we met.
Yeah, we met fighting.
Bitch, we met fighting in the club. We got kicked out. We ain't know who we was. Well, she ain't know who she was fighting until we both got kicked out.
Because Mandy and I had beef from like MySpace or something. So I didn't know MySpace
and AIM, and she was talking so much shit. So because I grew up
but
on,
you hit me from the back.
No, bitch. I grew up on the west side. So I was like, you know what? There ain't no more talking. No more talking, bitch. When I see you, it's on. So, bitch, I spotted her in the teen club because y'all know we was at the teen club. We was like 14, 15.
So funny.
And, bitch, the DJ was like, oh, shit, because they was throwing her ponytail across the goddamn club. And then we left the club.
That's why I don't wear wigs.
because I think even actually, I think that's why you started doing even the rap of, like, you started rapping a track
honestly,
instead of the drawstring.
That just never happened to me. And let me tell you something funny about it. Following that, I remember wearing a half wig. And I beat this girl up, and I was so proud of myself because it was in school. But it didn't count because she had my wig.
It never counts if the wig comes off, bro.
It doesn't matter. Like, listen, so this is the girl's lip was busted. Like, there was shit all over her shirt. And I remember she had on one of them PE shirts, and it was all blood all over it. And then she was like, but I got your wig, ho! And I was like, fuck! That's why I was so proud of Cardi B when she snatched that wig off on TV. I was like, just get your own wig first.
Yes, you got to snatch your own.
Did ever James tell you about how we were about to get in this fight on New Year's?
No.
Bro. So James, who we had on the Horror Phobia episode, a lot of your favorites, episode 29, me and James are together. And James is my white friend that is like, dude, white people are terrible. Like, seriously, like, Black Lives Matter, like, all day, every day, white people suck. Like, he's just this guy. So we're out in Brooklyn, somehow getting to this confrontation because we start videotaping this drunk dude. And the dude woke up and was like, the fuck you doing? And I was like, James, you going to have to handle this shit, bro. Because my wig cannot come, not today. I was like, honestly, this wig is, remember the $800
wig? Oh, the $800
wig. I was like, and this is the truth. I can't get in a fight because if I lose the wig, I'll be more upset. If it was on Worldstar, like,
I'm not even going to lie.
So he's like, dude, I got it. So I'm like, we're sitting here arguing. The dude's like, I'll beat your bitch's ass. And I was like, James, hold my wig. Like, make sure my wig is intact. Because if I end up getting in this fight, I need you to catch it, hold it, make sure the wig is good. Someone else is walking by and I'm looking like, make sure my wig all right. Like,
it's so funny. Like, let me not get into beef
without weave.
When I have no weave and my nails ain't done. Because, bitch, if they're done, I'm like, this is going to be an expensive fight. This is going to cost me some fucking money. Like, I'm going to have to get my nails redone and I'm going to have to get my hair redone. Like, but, bitch, if it's natural hair, ho, and I got my little nubs with no acrylics, bitch, it's on.
You know, I noticed that I pop off more when, like, nothing's going on with my parents.
I'm telling you.
The fuck you say? And then I'd be like, oh, fuck her. Like, she doesn't matter. It's irrelevant when I'm in my heels and I'm at One Oak. I'm like, I'm not worried about this bitch, but let me have just been walking to the bodega.
And y'all won't even believe, this is an hour-long episode. I really hope that you guys enjoy this little snippet from this bonus episode that's on Patreon. If you want to become a patron, all you have to do is go to www.patreon.com/horrible decisions. You'll see the different tiers. And again, for the top tier, which is $15 a month, you get to help us plan our shows. You also get free merchandise. As you guys noticed, we are working on merchandise currently. So you guys get free merch. And again, you get bonus episodes and get to see full video recordings of each and every episode. So again, I hope you truly enjoyed this small little snippet. And to listen to more, again, visit us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/horrible decisions. Thank you guys so much, and we can't wait to have you join the Whore Hive.